Good morning. Let's talk sports. College baseball Sunday. This weekend, actually, Northern Community and Technical College defeated Rainy River in 3 out of 4 games Saturday and Sunday. The teams met in International Falls Saturday, the Pioneers doubling up the Voyagers 12-6 in Game 1, and then the Voyagers answering with a 7-6 walk-off win in 8 innings in Game 2. Sunday's doubleheader was held in Thief River Falls. The Pioneers hosted the Voyagers at the MEC. Due to field conditions at Pioneer Field, Pioneers ended Game 1 by scoring 7 unanswered runs in a 10-3 win. In Game 2, a pitcher's duel saw the Pioneers rally to pull out a 4-3 win. With that win, it guarantees the Northland Pioneers the number 2 finish in the MCAC North and a spot in next week's Region 13 playoffs. College softball over the weekend, Northland Pioneers wrapping up the regular season. Saturday in Thief River Falls, Northland swept Mesabi 10-2 and 10-8. And then yesterday in Mesabi, Mesabi defeated Northland 13-5 and 9-1. On the local scene today in high school softball, the Thief River Falls Prowlers will be at Red Lake Falls. We'll bring it to you on 94.1 The Falls, Lee Generex pregame at 4:30. Elsewhere in softball today, the Northern Freeze are at West Marshall. Crookston will be in West Marshall as well, those games in Warren. Badger, Greenbush, Middle River's at East Grand Forks, and Roseau's at Park Rapids for a doubleheader. Baseball today, West Marshall scheduled at Kitsap County Central. And we'll have it for you on North Country 99.3. Jamison with a pregame at 4. Red Lake Falls travels to Roseau in baseball as well. Track and field, boys and girls meets today. Thief River Falls hosts a meet at the MEC. Boys golf, Thief River Falls scheduled at the Bemidji meet at the Town and Country Golf Club there. Boys tennis, Thief River Falls hosting Moorhead for a dual meet at Franklin Middle School as well. The Fargo Force defeated Sioux City 4-0 to win the series 3-2 and advance in the Clark Cup Finals for the second consecutive season. Waro's Hampton Slukinski was unbeatable in net, recording his second shutout in as many games. Fargo now plays the Dubuque Fighting Saints, the number one seed in the East. Boston Red Sox held the Minnesota Twins down for the first time in 2 weeks with a 9-2 win at Target Field yesterday, stopping the Twins' 12-game win streak with that loss. Minnesota now 19-14 in the season, second place in the American League Central. They'll open a 4-game home series against Seattle tonight. 6:40 first pitch here on KTRF. Pregame begins at 6 p.m. And the Minnesota Timberwolves, a 1-0 lead in their best-of-7 NBA Western Conference semifinal series. Saturday, they beat the Nuggets in Game 1, 106-99 in Denver. Game 2 in Denver tips off in the Mile High City tonight at 9. We'll join it on KTRF following Twins baseball. 4 Thief River Falls Radio, I'm Terry Olson.